You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey.
Let's go.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about graduation stories.
Yeah.
Do we want horrific? What do we want?
All the above.
Yeah, we want
right?
it all. It could be funny. It could be
embarrassing.
Yeah.
Cool. Maybe you had like a really cool guest speaker at your graduation.
Yeah. Like, God, who did we have? I don't even think they were doing that back then.
I don't think I had anyone cool at my college one. I don't know if high schools get them. But
maybe they should ask
like
me.
Like Hillary Duff just spoke at a graduation. That would be worth calling in about.
Really?
Yeah, was it NYU?
What?
No. I don't think it was NYU.
Why would you? Okay.
Yeah, I hate all of that so much.
I would literally.
But what does she have to say?
No, it was a great speech. It was
Northeastern University.
Doesn't it always feel weird with the person who's standing up there is like, I succeeded without any of this.
Right.
But good for you guys.
They're usually getting like an honorary something. Like Taylor Swift spoke at
Columbia when she got
an honorary doctorate. But she's one of the most intelligent people in the world.
Course load. Who knows about, I don't know, I just did it. And now
I think
I'm
that you guys are so cynical. Let the girls have some fun.
Did you just now figure that out? It took you this long? Yikes. I just remember when I graduated, there was one kid, and I don't even know where he would have gotten this, but he got like the nude bodysuit because he didn't want to get kicked out. And then he got his diploma and then like.
Opened up his robe.
And it was like, I was like,
just there's no weenie. Yeah.
Knowing him, I don't know if it would have been much different.
Was it you?
No, it wasn't me.
That's pretty good, though.
It's not the worst. Yeah. Hey, let's talk about this before we get to other graduation stories. Tiak will be divorced when his son is 18.
What?
Because he has offered $1,000 for his child to fall on stage at graduation.
Yeah, and it has to be believable. You have to really eat it because it's. I mean, I'll work backwards. I'll give you 500 if you do an okay job, but you have to make it believable because it's hilarious. You'll go viral. It's so funny. It lightens the mood. Everyone's so bored at a graduation, anyways. Why not?
Especially
a little,
big schools like
Why not a little trip to go? Did you see that?
Not a little trip, but you want him to like
hands to the ground.
Oh, at least
do you want him to take out one of the people standing there?
Even better, 1,200 maybe.
What if they get hurt?
1,300.
He's got copay money.
Oh my gosh.
No, it started when at my high school graduation, our principal fell off the stage.
That's your graduation story.
Yeah.
Did he do it on purpose? Did he make a grand for doing it?
No, he didn't. We were on the risers. It wasn't a stage. It was risers in the gym. So the chair got a little too close to the end. So when he sat back down, he fell. But they had the sound barrier things behind him and he knocked one of those over.
So it was a production.
Yeah, they had to reset the whole thing. And it's like, that's what you remember from the graduation. That's the most memorable graduation I've ever been to.
Without something like that, most graduations are just a list of names.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you care about one name in the whole group.
And your kids' friends.
Yeah, it's like...
Okay. Well, at my graduation from high school, you didn't walk like fully alphabetically. I feel like I've told you guys this story before. And you got to like pick who you walked out with. And then from there, they went alphabetical. And out of 406 other students, I was sat directly. And then you filed out weird. So I was sat directly next to my ex-boyfriend. And things were not good between us. Things were not good at all.
So you had to sit there while they read 406 names?
407, including me. Directly next to him. We were in the second to last row. And our two best friends were behind us. And all of us had to laugh at it.
How fresh was the breakup?
We'd been broken up like a little less than a year.
Oh, well, then come on.
In high school, when you dated for 2 years and
then
he's dating someone new and you went to all the dances with other people and it's like.
Ew. Mm. Well, you couldn't ask to not?
No.
Teachers don't want to hear that.
They put us in like boy, girl. There was a pattern. Girls wore white. The boys wore black. So when you looked over, it was like a checkerboard. It was a whole thing.
See, weren't you just praying that someone would eat it on stage to just break this tension. It would kind of loosen the mood.
Your wife is going to leave you if your son does this.
No, I do kind of get what you're saying, because a big thing with graduation too is, since you can't see the dress under the robe, a lot of girls do like fun shoes, fun heels.
Mm. True.
And that's their first time walking in them, baby. Yeah. And you can tell.
Oh, no, so they're like little Bambis. They're
just
like,
yeah, prom. Yeah, no, it's not the same.
No. All right, well, if you've got a killer graduate, not a killer.
No carries.
If you've just got a great graduation story, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423. You may text or you may call.
My high school graduation was very boring. Nothing crazy other than it being at Ellie Calkins Opera House. Whatever.
Oh, fun.
It was cute. My college one, the arts program was last. So we had to wait for literally the entire college before us.
You did a graduation with the entire college? Mm-hmm.
You got to split that up.
Yeah, ours was broken up into like college of arts.
Yeah,
college.
Yeah, oh, and don't make those parents sit through people like the smart kids to see their stupid artist kid.
Yeah, and they told us like not to cheer because they didn't want to take up more
time. Yeah, to slow it down.
But us being like the creative people, we made a scene after everyone. And I also,
I
went through 7 shooters that day.
Aaron, you're 5 foot nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
So do you remember going across the stage?
I do, and I have a photo somewhere, because they take your picture, they like give you the fake diploma before you walk across, and they like, that's your official graduation photo, and I'm giving like a massive thumbs up, just like glossy eyed.
Yeah, you're just hammered.
Yeah.
I would bet most parents who have post-college age children right now are going, uh-huh. That's how it was. Because my graduation, not my sister's. No further comment.
They were hammered.
Hammered. She went to ASU.
Oh, yeah. ASU. It's part of the curriculum there.
Yeah.
They just walk you through to graduate. Yeah, you're good. Freshman, yeah, you're good. You're good. Here's a diploma.
All right. Great graduation stories is what we're looking for. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're looking for graduation stories. Lily?
Yay!
Yay! Graduation. What happened?
Oh, well, I was, I decided to have too much to drink on grad night. And because of that, I was on the bus going on up to San Francisco with my class, had too much fun, and ended up getting sick on the bus. Ooh. And so my parents had to drive all the way up and find the bus on the side of the highway and pulled over. My parents had to come find the bus, take me off the bus, get me home. And my dad was so furious. And as we were walking, my dad was carrying me back into the house, and my brother tells me that he looked at my dad and said, "Dad, what is all over your glasses?" And my dad says, "Projectile vomit."
Wait, you bust on your dad?
Were you?
Yeah, all over.
You were a high schooler, right?
Yes, I'm much better behaved these days.
That's okay.
Also,
where did you go to high school? Sounds like it was
California.
Near me.
California?
Yeah.
What specifically?
Where?
Near Los Gatos in San Carlos.
Los Gatos High School? I went there.
That's literally where Erica went.
Okay. We didn't get to do a party bus, and she might be why. That's
because it canceled it because of her.
I ruined it for you guys.
I think so. You know what? I forgive you.
Why would you do? I don't understand why you would let high school kids. Where were you going?
They were going to San Francisco. I don't know.
We were going to catch a ferry to take around the bay.
Yeah, that was encouraging drinking for
sure. Yeah.
Okay.
That's incredible.
We're not freaking out. They were...
No, I know. That's crazy.
The odds of that. But I don't understand. So you barfed again when your dad got you then?
Yes.
Okay, good. So you weren't empty yet. Projectile vomit. All right, thank you, Lily. Everything about this was really strange, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And she didn't seem enthused that I went to Los Gatos at all. That's a small town.
That's what I'm saying. It's okay. Suzanne?
Yay.
Graduation stories. What do you got?
My husband's grandson, Matt, graduated from Dakota Ridge 2 years ago.
Okay.
They had the graduation at Red Rocks. And beautiful. It was That's a cool. gorgeous day when we started out. Something told me to grab a coat before we left. And we were there early. Weather was just beautiful. But then, like 10 minutes after graduation started, a thunderstorm just rocked that place. And it rained nonstop the entire time. Those
but they kept going?
You got to just stop.
They're nice and square.
Wow.
They were all flopped down around their faces.
Yeah, oh, it would just ruin the hats.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I mean,
also, when you're at Red Rocks and there's a thunderstorm, you need to flee.
Yeah.
Because there's high points there. And that giant metal stage is a...
conductor.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It was horrible. And our grandson's last name begins with a W.
Oh, God. So you have to stay for the whole thing.
You just had to sit there.
We were all drenched to the skin, even me with the coat on.
Wow.
Okay. It was, oh, my God, it was so horrific.
Yeah. Okay, these are horrible.
Yep. Graduations are so bad enough to sit through, let alone just getting
they're that
pummeled.
Bad.
They're bad. It's just people's names. If we get right down to it, it's just you're so excited. You wait to hear your kid's name, which you already know their name. They already did
I know,
it.
No, but I There's just no like reason. The supporting part. Like, why are we poo-pooing on, like, you achieved something?
Yeah, and let's all go, yeah, and let's hit Chili's. Like, but you don't need to do the...
Chili's.
Okay, Lisa.
Yay.
Graduation. What happened?
My daughter graduated from Dakota Ridge High School in 2010.
This is getting
and
weird.
It is very much alleged that the Jefferson County School District representative that spoke was hammered.
What?
It
no.
made the news.
It made the news?
Mm.
Yes.
Because what did they do? They were just up there slurring?
First ever entertaining graduation speech.
Oh, my God.
Tonight at 9.
Projectile vomiting.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.